Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gilroy Radio. Let me tell you, this is 5G, baby. Trey Love, God gave Gilroy a good game. I'm live, baby, getting it down right now. Got to just give y'all some updates. Yo, I'm doing a Just Because show. This is a promo show. I'm going to explain to you why I'm doing this show. As you all know, I've kind of broke things down to just what I'm doing, Twitter Me Tuesdays and Facebook Fridays. That's just because I'm, you know, hella busy right now. You know what I'm saying? God is in the blessing business. You know what I'm saying? Staying down and dirty is making me prosperous. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm making moves. You know what I mean? Got to groove and soothe and do things I do, when I do, how I do, where I do. And right now I'm doing it live on 5G radio, yo. You know what I'm saying? So I got to just tell y'all about the things that happened this weekend, man. I'm not going to say never, but because, you know what I'm saying, being Trey Love, you know, moving fast is what I do and how I do. You know what I'm saying? I can't be in one place too long. You understand what I'm saying? I got to bust them moves, you know what I'm saying, be a little here, there, and everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But I had a hell of a weekend this weekend, man. I want to shout out my partner in crime. You know what I'm saying? I got a nickname for, you know what I mean? Some of y'all know her. Some of y'all think y'all know her, but y'all don't know who this is. See, this ain't my woman. This is my other woman. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, hey, I'm a man, so I got to have a woman. But this is my other woman. She got it going on. She be holding me down. Y'all will get to meet her one day. Her name is Legs. Yes, I said it. Her name is L-E-G-S, Legs. I'll explain all those other things to y'all at another time. But right now, I got to tell you what's going on. Whew, Monday morning, y'all. Monday morning, we're having earthquakes and things. I apologize for that, y'all. I was in the bed making love, and I hit a little too hard. You know what I'm talking about? On the end of that, you know, she was on the end of this hill, you know, that Trey Love. So that's what occurred. I apologize for shaking things up like that, y'all. I really didn't even mean to do that. But, you know, that's just what happens, you know, when I'm stroking like that, you know, because, you know, God in flesh be doing things like that. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, I got to tell y'all about this weekend, man. Today is June 6th, 2011. It is approximately 10:04 a.m. You are live with me, Trey Love, live on Get Right Radio, man. I just got to give so many shout-outs, update y'all on so many things. That's the only reason really why I'm doing this show, because there's so many wonderful things going on in my life and career, you know, and this is kind of a way I keep updated, man. I want to thank y'all for tuning in, man. I always have a lot of listeners, man. I always have a lot of listeners and a lot of callers and a lot of supporters, man, and I just want to thank all of you for supporting me the way that you have. But let me give y'all a... tell y'all what happened this weekend, man. I was doing, I actually performed for the Delta Sigma. Let me get the flyer, y'all, and tell you where I was this weekend. This weekend, I performed at the 32nd Annual Black Cultural Festival. It was in Pomona. It was at the Pomona Public Library, 625 South Gary Avenue. It was for the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc. These young ladies, I mean, yo, it was like a free health and fitness clinic. I met some, you know, foster parents out there. You know what I'm saying? They had food, painting, you know, live entertainment, which was none other than yours truly. And I want to thank a young lady, Aisha, you know, who was the head of that department and had me out there. And I also want to thank the young lady who is just doing a phenomenal job at pushing my career. I'll get more into that later, but that was booked for me by Safia, who is Gilroy West Radio, you know what I'm saying, taking it down and holding us down over here on the west side, you know what I'm saying, because the west side is the best side. Y'all heard me, that's church. But, you know, she's doing a thing, man. She has me booked on so many events that I will update you on in a few moments, you know what I'm saying. We're going to play a little music, have a little fun. Like I said, this was just a holler at you show, you know what I mean. I just want to holler at the people, holler at y'all, let y'all hear my voice and let y'all know what's going on and updating you. So that was Saturday morning I did that show. Her, a friend of Sophia's named Christina, who she went to school with out in Rancho Cucamonga. And y'all, hey, yo, I've been meeting people from LA and finding out different places like really exist. I know some of y'all like me saw Friday, you know what I'm saying, the one with Mike Epps in it. And it was like, I think that was Friday after next. And it was like Rancho Cucamonga, like Rancho who? Ain't no such thing as like Rancho. No, y'all, I'm here to tell y'all, all my people down south Chicago, you know what I'm saying, my nationwide listeners, there is a Rancho Cucamonga. It's real, you know, I mean, that's like my new spot, too. I be hanging out at Rancho Cucamonga, ain't that something? Anyway, long story short, you know, Christina, want to shout her out for her birthday shower, you know what I mean, out in Rancho Cucamonga, slid through there. And then later that evening, y'all, I had the opportunity to go to my first, it's called the Black Graduation. It was funny, y'all, because I was pulling into, I think it was Cal State, San Bernardino or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Matter of fact, let me go to my cousin's page. Let me see, my Isha... okay, yeah, I'm going to my cousin Nikki's page and find out. But yeah, y'all, it was a really tight, tight event, man. I got, to, like I said, I got to see what was called a black graduation, and when I tell you that it was like, I mean, it was all that in the bag of chips. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got down. You know what I mean? You should have heard the drums if y'all was out there, man. A black graduation, and I'm gonna tell you, I recommend to any and everybody that. That, you know, a black graduation is where it's at, man. I mean, don't slip on, you know what I'm saying, people saying, oh, this and that. But, you know, because I ain't going to lie, I was, you know, me being a black man, I'm like, hey, that's racial. You know what I'm saying? Why it's got to be a black graduation? But, you know, come to find out, man, it was really, really hot. It was a tight event, and I ended up having a very, very nice time. So, you know, my cousin, Maisha, yeah, she was, let me get on her page real quick. And see where this was. Maisha, what was you doing? Because, yeah, it was a black graduation. Let's see. She said she saw me out there by myself, you know, a few others attending and everything. But, yeah, it was hot, though. It was hot. It was hot. See the graduation pictures. Y'all check out Maisha Albert, man. Check her out. You know what I'm saying? Check out the pictures from the graduation. Did her thing, man. Her and my cousin Mickey, man, they got it down, man. It's really cracking out there, man. You know what I'm saying? It was real, real tight. But, yeah, like I said, if I'm not mistaken, it was San Bernardino. Yeah, Cal State University, San Bernardino. So, like I said, it was real fly. I mean, it was tight work, man. I mean, they really, really got down. And I want to congratulate her, and I want to congratulate the entire class of 2011. Even my kid sis, man, a close friend of mine, Asha, just recently finished high school. You can't tell her nothing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to SS, SS's baby, you know what I mean? Everybody, it's about that time of year where everybody graduating and finishing up things and moving on to bigger and better things in their life. And even if you're going to me from the third to the fourth grade, you still advance, and that's church. Don't let nobody take nothing from you. Just because you're going to the fourth grade, don't feel bad. You know, guess what? You ain't got to do the third no more. How about that? You know, so for everybody that's advancing, you know, this is the time of year when people advance and move forward. So it is what it is. Also, ladies and gentlemen, that was Saturday. Just to show you how busy I am, that's three events, you know what I'm saying, even perform, man, and turned it out for the Delphins, man. Y'all don't understand. Y'all know I'm on the college market, man, so that's where my people at, you know what I mean? And so on Sunday, I made it to a good close friend of mine, Dawn Whitaker's birthday party. Y'all know Dawn. That's my girl, you know, Breaker Dawn Management, sister of hip-hop royalty. Yo-Yo in the building doing her thing, you know what I mean? It was a really nice event. We sat down, you know, had drinks, ate, relaxed, man, had a beautiful, beautiful time. Want to send a major shout to Don. Happy birthday to you, sweetheart. Really enjoyed seeing you. It was like a surprise, you know what I mean? So it was a lot of fun to do that. And also, Mr. Vincent McKinney. He's a young man that works with, you know, musical acts. He works with the likes of Jeffrey Henderson. I know he has affiliates with Edgelight Entertainment, as well as EOTM, as well as myself. He's an excellent, decent brother. He does producing and all types of stuff on music and stuff. And somebody that everyone needs to kind of check him out, man, because the brother, he's a tight brother. He's a good brother. And like I say, he's about his business. So if you are on my page right now and you are my friend, get ready for your birthday shout, because that's what time it is on Get Radio. It's birthday shout time. You know what I'm saying? So let me go on and get these birthday shouts out. To Amy Craig, happy birthday, darling. To Devon Green, happy birthday, sweetheart. To Vanjie White, happy birthday, babe. To Lucretia Hyman, happy birthday, sweetie. To Mr. Curtis Lee, happy birthday, sir. To Nikki Vaughn, happy birthday. Ron Bouchard, happy birthday. To Sophia Ephraim, happy birthday. To Vanessa Wilson, happy birthday. To Sam Van, happy birthday. And, you know, as I do my birthday shouts, you know, some people find themselves getting offended to certain things and about certain things. I would say to you, please don't do that. You know, I'm Trey Love. All I do is spread and give love, and I show love and respect me as a comic. So I got to do things a little different than what everybody else does. But in the midst of doing these different things, I find myself somewhat just being real with folks and just telling them how it is. I've said this before, and I say it again. If you're having any type of sex, you better have some good sex. Don't be playing and, oh, this and that. Uh-uh. Have good sex, and especially on your birthday. Even if you know, you are big into your religion and you love your religion and your religion tell you not to have certain sex, then that's fine. But you know what? You deserve one day a year. Go on and sin. Ooh, tell them Tree Love told you. I mean sin, and I don't mean no sin that's going to hurt nobody. I mean have you some good sex the way you and the other person, y'all just smoke cigarettes and regret it in the morning. Go down there like them white folks do to the Catholic priest and get forgiven. But not tonight, you need to go on and have some good sex. This song goes out to all my peoples whose birthdays is today, and it's a lot of Geminis this year. So, you know, I've been seeing a lot of birthdays of y'all. So for the ones I didn't get to say, this goes out to y'all. Enjoy your birthday.
Shout to LAD.
Birthday, birthday, birthday,
birthday, so I know you want to ride out. Even if we only go 2 miles, bit more easy as we sit up on my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want to.
Você sempre quer que eu fale coisa pra você? O que você quer agora? Você sempre tá querendo coisa. Ah, agora eu entendo.
Uhum.
Ah, você quer que eu faça isso? Ok.
Be a little picky, blame the sticky icky. Pick a bottle, get a glass, down and sippy sippy. I see you, baby, keep bouncing on your tippy toes. When the beat drop, dip and make the booty roll. Cold piece of work, filling out your mini skirt. It's Saturday night, you probably wear that shit to church. You sick of lame dudes fronting with attitude, talking about their rims and all they damn tennis shoes. I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth. I'm hot, middle of winter, coupe, no roof. You used to sushi, vino, and some calamari. You want a nigga that might grow up and be somebody. OT, resorts by the sea. Sand between your toes, umbrellas in your drinks. Worldwide AM, hit me on the Gmail. I brought my boy with me, so bring another female.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
From Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Let me do my job, girl, don't make it easy for me. Tomorrow morning, make my eggs with onions cheesy for me. Come get the keys to the suite up at the Sophie Tale. It's room 1024, and I'm gonna meet you there. Take a bubble bath, get the robe out the closet and wait for me. Don't think that I'm afraid to toss it, you hate for me. I stand you up, it makes you nauseous. I'm late, but can't go to sleep because your pussy gorgeous is quick, baby. I done dropped the DJ, you might see me in GA. You showing off my LA. So many apple bottom freaks showing ballet. I might give her my chalet and take her to the chalet. She in the double tree suites with her hands on her hips. A look in her eye and a smile on her lips. It's that southern hospitality, that's my reality. We hit the Waffle House and finish with some Alize.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Yeah, that's DJ Quick, baby. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that? I can work with that. Yeah, that's one of my cuts right there, boy. Believe it or not, yo, that's like a workout song, you know what I'm saying? You can get in the gym, you know what I mean, and just be strolling, you know what I'm saying? Can you work with that? That's my main man, DJ Quick, man, you know what I'm saying? That's that hip-hop royalty, you know what I mean? You know, making connections, man. I got some things going on, man, that I got to just keep on the low right now, man. God is in the blessing business. I'm going to just say to y'all, I stay down, dirty, faithful, loyal to my life, myself, to God, my business, man, and I'll be doing what I do, man, and it's a blessing to be able to be making these moves like this, man. And I just want to take some time out and do a segment, you know, right now. I'm going to be doing a show dedicated to the recent fallen soldiers, you know what I'm saying, in the music and entertainment, poetry business, you know, such as Will the Real One, you know, Biggie, who owned the Dynasty, as well as M-Bone, and of course, you know, people like Mac Dre, Tupac, Big, you know what I mean, Scott LaRock. There's been a lot of deaths lately, man, you know, current recent deaths, you know, I mean, we get to a point, we get a black man in office, you know what I mean, president, and I mean, I know for most of us, for all, I know what I see, you know, what this lets me know, you know, when people in these positions are being, literally, guys, ladies and gentlemen, being killed, it just shows me that we are, you know, they say we're a dying breed, you know what I'm saying, the black man is looking to become extinct, I mean, realistically, and the craziest part about it is, what kills me, what hurts me, it devastates me is we are doing this to ourselves, man. It's to a point that, you know, you can't, you know, we like to, you know, a lot of us do. You know, I'm even guilty of it in certain instances, you know, where you place blame. Oh, well, this person did this or that person did that. And, you know, we have to accept our own responsibilities for the things that we do or have done. So I just want to say to, first of all, to the gentlemen that have lost their lives, you know what I mean, in the past and recently. You know, once it's gone, it's over, people. Once that bullet, you know what I'm saying, enters wherever that person enters it, or, you know, however it's done, once that person is gone from this planet, their book, their history, their mouth, their insight, their wisdom, their imprint, their impression, you know, their love, their gratification, you know, whatever it is that person had to offer is gone, you know? And that's always said, that God doesn't make mistakes, and I mean, that's one thing I believe in. Whatever's destiny is destined for us all, but I mean, sometimes I think that we have choices, which I know we have choices. Even biblically, it says we have free will, and I would say, ironically, saying the brother Will's name, ironically to say free will, I say to you all, let's free willfully do better than this, please, please, please. I beg you all, let's do better than this. Let's start loving each other again, man. Let's start having barbecues. Let's start talking. Let's start communicating. Even if we get upset with each other, let's be able to talk about it, man, and deal with it. And if we can't deal with each other, let's not deal with each other. But let's still work and pull and push together, man. You know what I'm saying? Together, but even apart if we have to be. Because I understand sometimes, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not going to work between brother and brother or brother and sister and sister or cousin and cousin. It's not going to work all the time between neighbor and neighbor. I understand that. But what I think we do have to learn is respect for another person's space, privacy, their moment, and their vision, and allow people to grow and do themselves and live their own life, man. We all have our own life to live. So to all these gentlemen that have lost their lives in the struggle of just this life, man, I want to say to you, rest in peace. And it's a tragic thing that we're going through. But like I say, just stay tuned for an upcoming show. It's going to be dedicated to these brothers. We're going to play their music. We're going to do interviews with people that know them. Stay tuned for so much more from Kilroy Radio, man. I just had to get that shout out real quick to all those people, man. And this song is dedicated to them. Rest in peace.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good all I know is where we've been.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Get Right Radio, man. We're just sitting here kind of vibing a little bit. You know, like I said, this is just an update show. You know, just to update y'all on all the wonderful things, glorious things that's going on in my life, you know what I mean? But it's tragedy in this world, you know what I'm saying? So a little Marvin, you know what I'm saying, kind of soothes the savage beast. I know music soothes the savage beast, man. So I had to play a little Marvin, you know, rest in peace to the brothers that we lost, you know. But for the ones that are here, we can make a difference, you know what I mean? The ones that lost their lives are already gone, you know. But may we pray that they rest in peace. But for the ones of us that are here and alive, we still have a moment. We still have this day and hopefully a lot more to keep pushing to do better. Unfortunately, you know, in the sports world, you know, we're going to do a little sports section here. Unfortunately, our Lakers are out of it, and I was out with some people yesterday, and boy, when you a Laker lover, you are a Laker lover. Do you hear me? You had to see people like, you had to hit people like, the Lakers ain't playing, so I don't even care, boy. L.A., love our Lakers, man. I got to give it to y'all. But, you know, hey, being a around-the-world traveler such as I am, you know what I mean, have attended and been so many places, lived in so many places and filled up so many spaces, I have learned to love and enjoy different teams, different people, different ways of life, different places, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I just had the beauty of being able to live and travel and do different things. So I'm grateful to the Creator for giving me so much travel and to be able to go so many different places and learn so many different things. I mean, variety is the spice of life, people. You know, don't ever put yourself into a into one bracket, you know what I mean? Realize that life is real. It's so much to go on. It's so many things to do, man. So much fun to have out here, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but Gotta say what's up about them the Miami Heat, man, and them Dallas Mavericks. Oh, I hope K Flack is listening. Oh, I hope he's listening. He's supposed to call in on the last show. We missed that. And my apologies too for my last show that I had to cancel mid show because my site crashed on me. It was a great show. I mean, I had Carla ELTM Simpson on the line doing the music and delivering the news for us. That was a great segment. I also had my special guest, Daryl Mooney, was on the line, man. It was just going to be a cracking show. The lines were lit up. Man, I had K-Slack was going to come in, and we was going to talk some stuff about the NBA Finals because I personally want and believe that the Miami Heat are going to take this NBA championship this year. I mean, Dirk, I think he's an awesome player. I don't take nothing from Dirk Nowitzki, and also Jason Terry, them guys over there. And I'm going to be honest. I don't care what nobody say about Mark Cuban. I like Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is my type of dude. Mark Cuban is a full-out nut. You know what I mean? I love him. I like to hang with him. But, hey, this year, Mark, I hate to say a player, but this year belongs to the Miami Heat, baby. You know what I'm saying? This Heat time, baby. We finna do this, you know. LeBron is truly the premier player in the league. But how many of y'all saw that half-court shot from Chalmers, man? Chalmers, I think his name was. Chalmers, I can't even see it. You know, I got my GED still got to watch me. You know, but, yeah, I want to shout him out. Like I said, to my whole entire Miami Heat organization, I lived a lot of time down in that city. That's where I did BET's Comic View. That's where I was in the film from Justin McKelly. That's where I was on Comedy Central. That's where I honed my craft and became funny. It was rough down there. Miami, the East Coast, is not an easy crowd, so I had a lot to do and a lot to please. And I want to thank the crowds down there for making and molding me, man. You know what I'm saying? To the whole city of Miami, 305, man. People I know down there, man. Khaled, Rick Ross, man, these are people I know, man, friends, you know, shook hands, had drinks with, you know what I mean? People that I admire, love, and respect, and see what them boys did from right there at 99 Jams, WEDR, you know what I mean? Hot 105, my boys, you know what I'm saying? Rob O'Snap, you know what I mean? All my boys over here, man. Chico the Virgo, man. I just love them cats, man. I can't even think of his name right now. But there's so many people over there, man, Cedric Hollywood, you know what I mean? So many people down in 305 that, you know, like I said, help mold and make me who I am. And I appreciate the brothers down there, man. And this song go to anybody, you know what I'm saying? Because I know just like when you are LeBron, I'm experiencing hate so many times and so many ways in my life, man. Even my own flesh and blood family, people that you think love you, man, despise you because you're doing what they consider to be better than you. But see, my thing is, as long as I'm taking a breath and you taking a breath, as long as I'm exhaling a breath and you exhaling a breath, to me, that means we on the same level. We both doing all right, you ask me. You understand what I'm saying? But that's just how the way life go. You know, and to all those that's hating and can't take to see a brother rise, that's on you. Know that this is what we're going to do every day. Congratulations, Heat. Y'all keep whooping that butt.
That flavor lemonade, put your face when you see me. Yo, hey, yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record.
Moment, I just feel so alive. Alive. drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice. All these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping cones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, nigga, getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. My moment, I just feel so alive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Get Roy Radio. I got to make a special shout out, y'all. I just saw on Facebook that Shanice Wells, not only a good friend of mine, not only a major producer, promoter, you know, of comedy shows, you know what I mean, hairdresser, all that kind of stuff, but she also is my cousin, y'all. We just found out, you know, that's the beauty of moving to LA, you know what's happened for me. I've found a lot of cousins here that I didn't know I had people in LA, like really flesh and blood family relatives, you know what I'm saying? EJ, Eric Johnson, Shanice Wells, Baranda, my cousin Mickey is here, you know, Mickey Alexander, that's who I was with this weekend. And I'm just glad that, you know, I'm, you know, the beauty of being, you know, a man, you know, you didn't grow up with these people, but when you, you know, come to a person as an adult, you know, you can form relationships, and I got me and you got you, and it's just love and support, you know, that these people and are giving me, and I'm giving them back, and we just giving it to each other, you know, so that's just major for me and to me. So go to her page, Shanice Wells, Shanice Wells. That's my cousin, y'all. You'll see Diamond Life Entertainment. Go to her page now and vote on Kim Berry's link. She has her tagged in. She has my cousin Shanice Wells tagged in. It's to vote ICHS for the best hair salon. Y'all go ahead and take care of that, man. You know, I get my hair chopped over there, man. My man Ty does my stuff over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tyron, you know, for what you do, man. You know what I mean? Holding it down. So, yo, what y'all got to do, man, is make sure you stay live, tuned in to Get Roy Radio. Y'all see how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying? We got updates and things, you know, spur of the moment. You know, things just happen like that. All right. What I want to tell everyone is it's my update portion of the show. I got to update y'all, man. I got to let y'all know what's going on in the life of Gilroy, what's coming to Gilroy Radio. First of all, I want to shout out some personalities that are going to be definitely guests and attending and taking on their own shows. Look up Jeremy Scipio, that young man, you know, a young, funny, intelligent, witty comic that's taking over Los Angeles, California. He's developing a hell of a name for himself, you know what I mean? And I want to just congratulate him on all that he does, man. He's a very funny guy, and he's persistent. You know, we've talked and everything. So I'm bringing that brother on, you know, as going to be one of my guest hosts, going to work with me as well as on his own, you know what I mean? So I want to thank him for his dedication. Also, a young rapper by the name of Black Lash. You guys in Long Beach know of him. I've put his posts and everything up, some of his music. He's going to be a new addition to Gilroy Radio, you know what I mean, to 5G. We also are going to be bringing on Alana. She's a Wilhelmina model. I mean, Ebony Brown's going to be coming on. She's an actress, personality as well. And don't forget, SS, you can catch SS now, Sophia Sims. You can catch her every Wednesday and every Saturday. You can catch Sister in the Struggle right now, tomorrow from 10 to 11 a.m., and you can catch Alter Ego, the lighter side of Sister in the Struggle. This past week, yo, I jumped in and bust in on her radio show out there live from the – I think she got the – I got the Sugar Shack, so she got the Jib Joint. No, she was live from the Chip Joint, and I was over there messing with her and everything, you know what I'm saying? And also to my boy Dexter, you know, we chopping it up on Facebook right now. I see you, man. Y'all are making some stuff happen, man. I just want to say God is really in the blessing business, man. It's going to be so much more coming out of Trey Love. I just got deals on the table, y'all. You know, my grandfather used to always say, if you take a dime and you tap it up a piece, against a piece of glass is going to eventually break. So that's what I'm doing, y'all. I'm out here in Los Angeles, California, trying to break it. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to do what I do. You know what I mean? And that's every day. Shout out to my main man, Skills Hudson, man. Skills, man, let me go ahead. I'm chopping it up with him on Facebook. Skills Hudson was at the 3rd Street Bar and Grill last night. Man, he tore the house down, man. That dude is funny. Let him know, you know, I'm shouting him out. And he should call in. Call in, man. We might get Skills on the line, man. 1-0-8-6-1-2-3-1-7. Man, call in. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can get Skills on the line. You know what I mean? Or just chop it up with us, man, and say what's up and talk about what he did last night, man. That was a beautiful show, man. I love seeing, like I say, see, y'all don't even understand, man. See, the type of person I am, I try to explain to people, man. I love what I do, and I love seeing other people prosper and other people do good, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's where I'm trying to bring us back to, man. Let's start pushing each other, man. Let's start going to each other's football games, each other's basketball games, each other's comedy shows, man, and let's start cheering each other on. You understand what I'm saying, family? Let's stop being so against each other, man. Let's stop having so much of this malice and jealousy, man. That's what's breaking us down, man. I just can't stand that, man. Whew, I got a serious issue with that, man. I mean, it's too much out here for everybody. Y'all, the earth, you was born with everything you needed the day you was born, and the earth gave you everything you needed, from food to shelter to everything. Everything we all need is right here, man. So just have some of yours, man, and let somebody else have some of theirs, man. I know it's the survival of the fittest out here, but for those of us who are the fittest, let's be, you know what I'm saying, let's be good to people, you know what I mean? Let's give back, man. Let's show love, man, you know what I mean? And take care of the ones that are less fortunate and can't take care of themselves the way we can, you know what I mean? So I want to shout out, man, tomorrow on June 7th, 2011. Y'all better join me, man. I got Cecily Jamilia on, man. This young lady has been on VH1. She's also in a TV show with Sinbad. Man, y'all better check this young lady out. She's an actress, comedian. She's phenomenal, man. Good friend of mine, man. A hilarious girl, man. Got so much going on in her life and career. She's actually going to be my special guest tomorrow. So I'm looking so forward to having her on Gilroy Radio. Tune in to catch her, man. And I got to let you know that we may have EOTM in the building. We're going to try to see if Carla can come out and do her thing, you know what I'm saying, and deliver that news to us the way only she can. I got to give you all information on upcoming shows to let you all know where your boy is going to be, because I know y'all want to see the Playboy Comedy, and who don't? Hell, if I wasn't me, I'd want to see me too. But anyway, y'all can catch me at the Comedy Store on June 16th. That's June 16th, people. You can catch me live at the Comedy Store. I want to thank Nichelle Murdoch for hooking that up and booking that, man, you know what I'm saying, making that happen for a brother, keeping me out there, keeping me informed, and keeping me in tune. Y'all understand what I'm saying, man? It's a family affair, man. I told you. I got peeps, man. I'm shouting. I see you over there, Shanice. Yeah, baby, that's your good look on there. You know, I had to put you out there on Gilroy Radio. That's how Trey operate. You know what I mean? But, you know, I got Cecily tomorrow. And then, like I said, the Comedy Store is going to be June 16th, 2011. Y'all come check me out, man. Tony Baker, usually Jay Phillips is over there, man. It is some hilarious comics in Los Angeles, California. I'm so happy and excited to be part of such a movement, man. I gotta shout out Bob Sumner too, man, with the Laugh Mob. I mean, Bob Sumner is the creator of basically the entire generation of Black Hollywood that's on Black Hollywood right now. I don't even need to say the names. That man is man, all I'm gonna say is check him out, man. Bob Sumner, Laugh Mob, man. I mean, he's doing it kind of crazy, you know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is, man. And I'm loving what I'm seeing right now, just in the whole industry and the whole game, man. I mean, if we can cut down the violence on one end and just keep living and loving on the other end and push more of that living and loving out, man, you know, I think things will be so much better. So what I'm going to try to do, y'all, is bring my love and my funny and my care to the Comedy Store. Y'all come out, man, June 16th. Whoever in Los Angeles, California, come out to the Comedy Store in L.A., man, and laugh with me. We're right off Sunset doing it big. I've been in Los Angeles for a minute. For some of you know, I've been out here for a minute doing my thing, shaking and baking, you know what I'm saying, different places. You know, I've been to the and also, y'all, look out for my birthday week. And actually, this show that I'm finna tell you guys about is during my birthday week, July 13th, and I got to give a major shout to the young lady that put this together. On July 13th, 2011, for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch me at the Ontario Improv. It'll be myself, Skills Hudson's going to be there, London Brown's going to be there, y'all. It's going to be some major comics in the house, man. It's going to be a lovely, lovely and hilarious show. Trust me, man, we are going to bring it. We are going to tear the house down. So I'm looking so forward to that performance, man. You know, July 13th. And that week I'm going to also be doing the Union, the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles. Also, I'm going to be doing the Improv in Los Angeles. I'm going to be doing every year on my birthday, and since I've been in Los Angeles, California, I always do all of the clubs. And also, we're going to have a major birthday bash. You know, celebrities are going to be in the building for myself. It's going to be done by Don Dada. For those of you who know Don Dada, he's a major, major promoter out this way. But a major show that I'm looking forward to doing, man. Gonna get some publicists, some PR work done on this. I'm learning some things in Los Angeles. You know what I mean, about what makes you the next level. And this is a shout to all the comics and actors that are trying to do some stuff, keeping it real with you, man. You got to get the publicity for yourself. If don't nobody know what you're doing, then you ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean? So you got to really start getting yourself known, you know. And I had to learn that the hard way, being talented and thinking, oh, yeah, this person's going to help me. This person's going to help me. Oh, no, that person's not. That's not what that person's job is. You have to specifically find your team, your niche. You have to get the people behind you and build your team and build your network, and that's what I'm doing. And I must thank a special, special, special single out this young lady, Safia, for all that she's done. This young lady is on the horn, y'all. She has me working with the Deltas. You know, she's working with my LA cast and Actors Access, all of my sites and everything, keeping everything pushing it together and just making things happen. You know, just sending out a couple emails and see, that's just proof to people, you know, that I've been knowing all my life that say, oh, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you. A couple of emails and a couple phone calls, you'd be surprised how far that goes. So to the people out there that are struggling in the business and trying to figure things out, or struggling in any business, I'm going to tell you like this: when you're sitting around taking the time to worry about what you're doing, you're not doing anything. So that's what I have to give credit to Miss Safia for, is being a mover and a shaker. I'm grateful to have her on my team and look forward to so much more out of us together. So shout out to that young lady, man. Y'all going to see me July 13th, 2011, right there at the Ontario Improv. Shout out to my cousin, Nikki Alexander. She's going to be in the building, man. We're going to shake it down, man. It's going to be a hot, hot show. Looking so forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. So also to SS, Sister in the Struggle, y'all, I'm going to tell you, Sophia's over there banging some things out herself, man. She's not sitting down, man. Y'all got to see, these people are over here, you know, they networking. They eyes and ears and eyes. And see, that's the thing that we have to do. We have to make our teams, and we have to do things, y'all. We can't sit and talk and wait, you know, and try to discredit someone else's dream. We have to live, and we have to grow, man. So between what I'm doing with EOTM, what I'm doing with Safia, what I'm doing with Sophia, also can't forget Gilroy East. Like, see, I could be forgetting where I'm going. Gilroy East, that's over there in New York. Can't forget her. Monica Hughes, she's lining up so many great things for us right now. You know, like I told you, it's things that we laid back on for a little bit to, you know, kind of lift and get ready to present. So I'm very, very excited about the future of how this thing is looking, man. You know, we're going some major places and doing some major, major things. So this next song is dedicated to all the people that I'm working with, the Deltas. This song is dedicated to the Sophia is dedicated to Dawn. Happy birthday is dedicated to Yo-Yo. It's dedicated to all the friends out there, the people that embrace me, that love me, that enjoy my time. I enjoy your time. And this song is especially dated to my other woman. Y'all ain't met her yet. Her name Legs. Everybody gonna get to meet Legs soon. But for now, this song is dedicated to her and all the rest of y'all. This is from Trey to everybody.
Good.
A shout out, man, a brother named Mark French, man. He's a comic, man. I'm gonna give him a shout out, man. I put a post up, y'all, about all the killings that are going on in our community. You know, I put up this. I put up, why do we kill each other? Do we hate our blackness? Some of us feel it's not possible to rise up unless we tear down another. I don't have a jealous or envious bone in my body. I wish the best for all and find joy seeing us prosper and feel despair for us all in jails and early graves. I pray for my African-American people. And I want to shout out comedian Mark Prince for acknowledging that post I put up, man, because it's just some very tragic things going on, man, in this world, man, that we're dealing with today. So I just want to let everybody know that I'm in prayer for him. And to my friend, oh, my God, y'all, Hyacinth Michelle Clark, I just found out on Facebook she's 5 months pregnant. We went to New World School of the Arts. Oh, wow, she's pregnant. Oh, my God, we were kids together, now we're having children. I guess I was the only one that started having kids at like 12, you know what I'm saying? I'm shouting you out right now. I'm messing with her. You out on, I be doing this, y'all, on my radio show now. Oh, my God, this is amazing. She is good and pregnant, 5 months pregnant, man. We were children together, man, went to high school together, man, and like, wow, I guess you don't stay babies forever, huh? You make a few. I know. Let me hush. I'm putting my personal business in the streets. Anyway, man, congratulations to her. You know, I just gave her a shout out. Like I said, you know, just to that brother, man, you know, he just understands where I'm coming from. And y'all know what time it is, man. It's my favorite part of the show, man. I got to get to this. You know what I mean? I got to let everybody know. When I do what I do, when I do how I do and where I do it at, I do it right here on Gilroy Radio. This is my station, you understand what I'm saying? I do what I do, you understand? So now it's time for me to do my favorite part of the show. I like to poke you ladies. I'm sorry for laughing, but, hey, man, I got 43 live pokes I'm finna give out today. Hold on, let me undo my I got to undo my robe for this one. Yeah, live from the Sugar Shack. You know what I'm saying? Let's start with poke number one. Amina, how you doing, baby? I'm going to poke you to die. Yeah, Lady Di, I see you. Oh, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too. To Aya, yeah, girl, you're going to get your poke this morning. To Lori, yeah, Lori, you're going to get poked this morning, too. This is so much fun. To Shannon, you know, 305, I see you representing. Look at you, Shannon. I'm going to poke you, too, girl. Yeah, to LaQuinda, yeah, LaQuinda, I'm going to poke you, too, baby. How you doing? Sorry for getting your name messed up, you know, but you need your poke, too. To Sheila, hey, Sheila, how you doing, baby? I'm going to poke you, too. Candy, yeah, baby, we're going to poke you, too. Oh, this is so much fun. Kim, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too, baby. What's up with you, lady? To Kia, yeah, Kia, I see you still doing your thing, baby. I'm going to poke you, too. To Kenya, hey, darling, how you doing, baby? Need your early morning poke. I got you, you know what I'm saying? To Natasha, hey, Natasha, how you doing? Let me get you a poke out the way this morning. To Monica, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too. And like I said, ladies, no last names. I'm not trying to get you in no trouble. I know, you know. To Jay, hey, sweetheart, let me poke you, too. To Chris, yeah, I'm going to poke you, too, lady. To Edna, yeah, I know you're out there in the ship holding it down, baby. I'm going to poke you, too. To Baja, yeah. Oh, yeah, you need a poke. Girl, you looking, you know, Carmen, hey, baby, how you doing? This is stuff right here. I have so much fun doing this. To Muriel, hey, darling, I see you out there holding it down, you know, poke. To Vata, yeah, sister. Pretty thing, poke you, too. To Milan, yeah, that's my girl right there. That's her name, too, Milan. She's a model, of course. Can't you tell by the name? Denise, hey, Denise, how you doing, yo? I'm going to poke you, too. Get that on out the way. Cynthia, what's up, baby? Let me go and poke you. You be showing out, Cynthia. I got to watch you. To Lisa, what's up, baby? Let me go and poke you, too. And to another Shannon, y'all, I be having a lot of different names, you know what I'm saying? You know, kind of switch them up, kind of like twins, you know what I'm talking about? You know, yeah, so I'm going to poke her, too. To Tanya, hey, Tanya, how you doing, baby? We need to talk, Tanya. You need to hit me, text me, call me or something. To Raquel, hey, baby, let me poke you, too. To Shelly, yeah, get you your live poke on Gilroy Radio. And to Elga, hey, darling, how you doing? Let me poke you. And this is one of my favorite pokes right here. To Brigitte, that long hair, thick red bone, girl, you so fine. I will get you pregnant and take care of the baby. I'm talking about like that. You know what I'm talking about? To Terica, let me go on and poke you too, baby. You out there holding down the ATL. You know, Gloria, yeah, Glow, I see you shining, baby. I'm going to poke you too. Oh, I got so many pokes today. This is 43 live pokes. To Renya, hey, darling. I know, yeah, you stay poking me, girl. You be wanting it back, huh? I got you. To Christina, you got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you could be. You understand what I'm saying? That's Pepper 101, church. To Tracy, hey, darling, how you doing? Let me poke you, too. Ladies love getting they poke from Trey Love. To Nisha, I see you over there, girl. We going to poke you, too. Stephanie, yeah, baby, hold it down. Ooh, this is kind of, y'all, I'm getting worked up over here poking. Sugie, hey, baby, let me. I want to poke you, too. I got to be in good shape to poke all these women. You know that, don't you? Damn. Oh, yeah. Y'all should have seen the girl. I got to poke right now. Mahogany. Hey, baby. Yeah, let me go and get that poke out the way. To Jana. Hey, baby. You look cute. Smile. I see you over there poking. Radiant. Hey, baby. You want to get poked, too? I got you. To Paula. Way out there holding it down. Shot time, baby. I got you. I'm going to poke you, too. And last but not least, but it's going to be a piece. I'm going to go on and poke you, too, Andrea. Oh, that was a lot of fun. You know, I just poked 43 women live on Gilroy Radio, so it was a hell of a lot of fun. So, in rare and true Trey Love fashion, this is just how I do. You know, I poke some, and I poke some good, and I poke some live, and I'm going to poke them well, and I'm going to keep poking them till ain't no more poking left, at least in me. And guess what? Even when I'm gone, it's going to be another mother just about 17,000 years later going to come here and be just like me and going to poke all the rest of them, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a once-in-a-lifetime player. You understand what I'm saying? You dig? You heard me, church? Ain't nothing like a Trey Loveism. So, you know, in straight Trey Love fashion, as I said, after poking all of you beautiful women, y'all know what I got to do now, right? All right, here it is, y'all. The hottest single on the planet right now. Y'all give it up for the one and only Playboy comedy, Mr. Trey Love, as he makes his transition from stand-up comic actor to bona fide, respected, underrated, never outdated, about to be seen on the scene, rapper. Kick it.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club,
problems from straight love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff.
Get your trade game on.
Look here, baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, we may have had something, you know what I'm saying? We may have did something. We may have played a little bit. But, you know, like, I'm going to need you to, like, really just stop calling me, man. You ever had one of them, man? You know what I'm saying? Or, like, ladies, y'all like to call them a bugaboo, you know what I'm saying? A dude that just won't let you, you know what I'm saying, let you go and just keep calling you, you know what I'm saying? And just keep harassing you, you know? Well, see, the thing is, you know, like a real player, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say straight up, once a woman tell me, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is tell me. You know, sometimes we like to pursue, but if a person playing back with you, then you know what I'm saying? You know she still kind of wants you. But if you tell me one time you don't want me to call you no more, you ain't got to worry about that. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't got to never worry about it because I would delete you from a Rolodex. You understand what I'm saying? I don't even know you exist no more. You understand what I'm saying? Touching, that's real talk. You got to learn to let go. You know what I'm saying? So some of these women out here, you know what I'm saying, just feeling a little misused and abused, you know, this real talk, this shout out to y'all, like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying, I really ain't got time no more, you know what I'm saying, because I'm elevating my game and career, so to the ones that ain't about helping me do that, you know what I'm saying, just, here goes out to you, baby.
Please, girl, stop calling me, stop calling my phone, stop calling me, I don't want you, girl, so stop calling me. Wanna say nothing, as if I do to my homies, it seem like I'm frontin'. When I'm in the Marcielago, it seem like I'm stuntin'. Talking about you loving me when it's the car that you want. Girl, you're very beautiful, but I know you're real interest. You probably wouldn't have hollered if I wasn't in this. I'm sorry to do you wrong, just leave you alone. But I'm hanging up the phone, you could talk to Dow Tone, so
Robert,
stop calling me.
Robert,
stop calling me.
Hey, that's Young Rob, man. Stop calling me. I love that cut, man. But see, I'm going to tell you why they won't stop calling. See, this is why they won't stop calling. This is what they missed. I'm going to tell y'all, you know, because, like, you know, they had an opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Could have laid it down, you know what I'm saying? Could have still been getting a fill on me, but y'all don't know how to act. But I noticed what you missed because, you know, the other dude, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can put a one organ into another and make something happen, but who really make you do this here, girl?
See, woman,
yeah.
You really want to know what I like about you?
For sure.
You really want to know?
Well,
I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. I love your scream, scream, scream so much. It's in my dream. I love your scream, scream, scream. Girl, you know I need your cream. You got me the day that you lay lips on me. You know you are so talented. So please tell me that we'll do this once again.
you know I need your cream.
I love your scream, scream, scream so much, it's in my dream.
I love your scream, scream, scream.
Girl, you know I need your
cream. That first time we flew out of town, you performed for me.
Never forgot how you topped the town.
I've never had relations quite like this before. The way you shock my body, I'll be right back if I fall.
I love you, baby, baby, so much.
Oh.
I mean, you know what you came here for, right? It's not to be mistaken, right?
Who's fucking you? Who's loving you? Who's taking you out of this club tonight and have it as all in it club tonight? Who's find you?
Man, hey, I'm over here wilding on Gilroy Radio, having a good time, man. And I'm going to say this to them ladies, man, that be thinking it's a joke. You know, it's hard to leave a woman that know how to... Like, that thing be real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be like, oh, well, nah, baby, you know what I'm saying? All things things don't work out between us, you know what I'm saying? Because you really ain't doing right. And then, ladies, when you just... You know, you dropping it like that, you make a brother think twice, man. You know what I mean? So I would just put it all out there, man. It's real. I mean, like, my main lady, you know, she cool and everything. She ain't got no problem with what I do. She let me run rampant and have a good time. But my other woman, she got an attitude, man. Legs be mad with me. And legs, I'm going to tell you something, legs, you got to slow down, baby, because just hear how it go, you know what I mean? And this go to, like, the rest of y'all, man. You know, I'm a man. I got to have a queen. You understand what I'm saying? Hold me down. Back me up. You know what I'm saying? Because the rest of y'all, you know, y'all get these little attitudes, you know what I'm saying? And all this other stuff. So just realize and recognize that in this game, in this life, you know, this is Trey Love, Gilroy, Playboy Comedy, man. Y'all better check me out, man. I'm going to be somewhere everywhere. I hope y'all re-listen to this show so y'all can hear all that, because I ain't got time to repeat it now. But you know what I'm saying? I want to still get hope the week. Get started off right. I hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day, man. Peace, love from your boy, King Gilroy, man. And this song goes out to all my other women.
Never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, we can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, 'cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel,
Radio. Yo, welcome to your week. This is Monday. Peace.